Running on empty. The way you move is like you could use a vacation. Drinking your hand in a hearty dance. I swear it's looking like right now you want a vacation. Gotta get away, make it happen. Whatever happened, just had to happen. On vacation. Yeah. I know you've been. I know you've been.
How about Hawaii, maybe Jamaica, maybe Asia? Take you places that the niggas can't take ya. Don't forget the makeup, yeah.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Grab that special one and jump into your candy-colored custom or your screaming machine. Cruise down.
And tune into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Where was I in 62? Listening to Wony.
say sarah, sarah. So the story goes. On and on and back and forth. The evolution's absolute. Tours and shows with groupie who wouldn't hesitate if he had to shoot, though he'd rather not. Forever been the elephant in the room that everyone can't wait to run and tell about. The head to the body of the belligerent militant group. The sponsors.
To you, you looking at me, but I'm looking through you. I see the blood in your eyes. I see the love in disguise. I see the pain hidden in your pride. I see you're not satisfied. And I don't see nobody else. I see myself. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Here we are again. Through my rise and fall. You've been my only friend. You told me that they can understand the man I am. So why are we here talking to each other again?
I see the truth in your lies. I see nobody by your side. But I'm with you when you're all alone. And you correct me when I'm looking wrong. I see the guilt beneath the shame. I see your soul through your window pane. I see the scars that remain. I see Wayne. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Here we are again. Through my rise and fall. You've been my only friend. You told me that they can understand the man. Talking to each other again.
Wow. Looking at me now, I can see my past. Damn, I look just like my fucking dad. Light it up, that smoke and mirrors. I even look good in the broken mirror. I see my mama smile, that's a blessing. I see the change, I see the message. And no message could have been any clearer. So I'm starting with the man in the
mirror on the wall.
MJ taught me that.
Here we are again, through my rise and fall. You've been my only friend.
Take them to Mars, man.
You told me that they can understand the man I am. So why are we talking to each other again?
BP, looks like I did take him to Mars this time.
So why are we talking to each other again?
Right, that was Lil Wayne, Bruno Mars, Mirrors. Back to the off season. Yay. Are you excited? I'm excited. Okay. We're gonna talk about the LA Lakers. Losing to the Nuggets again, sadly. But this is a really important year. Honestly, kinda like their last real shot of building a contender. So we'll see. Core pieces, obviously LeBron, Anthony Davis, Austin Reeves. For now, if you can get a upgrade, maybe a third scorer who can play a little bit of defense, then I'd do it. But Austin Reeves is fine. Rui for now. But yeah, LeBron, 39 years old, really, really good. Had a career 3-point shooting year. Definitely embraced like the power forward role now. But time's ticking. Like, I don't even know how much he wants to still play basketball. So, yeah, like, there's a real sense of urgency. Anthony Davis, really good year. Definitely quieted the, you know, the people who was talking about, he never plays. Played a lot of games this year, guys. So, hopefully you guys can push that narrative somewhere else. But Anthony Davis, really, really good. Just had the paint on lockdown all year. Rebounded the ball. Averaged like 25. Regular Anthony Davis numbers. Yeah. With that being said, first priority, find a coach. They don't have one. Fire Darvin Ham after, you could say, up and down Lakers career. Just they were never really consistent. I feel like last year, I mean, part of that was like the roster wasn't that great. Yeah, Rob Pelinka needs to like step up this year. Like, you know who your best players is, who your best players are, so you got to build around them with the goal and effectively. And I just feel like he hasn't really done that in the last couple of years. But find a coach, some candidates, Tyronn Lue. Doesn't know if he wants to coach the Clippers. He said something about an extension, but people lie all the time. We'll see what happens. He should be a candidate. There's Nuggets assistant, David Adelman, who's been a candidate for a while. Should be really good. I'm not sure what his plans are. He's been an assistant, so I don't know. But that's definitely a direction I'd look into. Heat assistant Chris Quinn has been in been in interviews for a while, so this could be like a chance. But yeah, just definitely getting the top assistant from well-coached teams, and those the last two I named for sure. There's also coach Charles Lee, assistant for the Bucks, and he was assistant for the Celtics last year, like 5-year assistant. So he should be pretty good. And yeah, but as for the roster, D'Angelo Russell has a player option, might decline, might accept, who knows. If he accepts, sign and trade. Honestly, sign and trade either way, but yeah, I think you can definitely upgrade from D'Angelo Russell, someone more consistent, preferably better defender. And yeah, they need to prioritize shooting and defense. They were kind of not amazing at either of those things, especially for like different stretches. And Anthony Davis can't do everything by himself. And I do think LeBron and AD, you automatically have like great size in the front court. So it's just filling out the backcourt. They really need to reshape the backcourt room. Point guard, shooting guard, everyone. Even the bench. So who would that be? Buddy Hield. Definitely didn't play his best basketball. But he got traded. A lot of stuff going on. Nick Nurse doesn't really play guys he doesn't trust. So I think Buddy Hield would be a great signing for LA. Just he's playing with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. He's gonna get so many open threes. Buddy Hield would be their best shooter they've had in years. So, and he shouldn't be that expensive. So Buddy Hield for sure. Alex Caruso reunion. Elite defender. One hustle player of the year. Just an annoying player to play. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. I don't like playing Alex Caruso. Like the 3 games in like the last 2 weeks against the Knicks, when the Knicks played the Bulls, were so annoying. Diving on the ball, diving for loose balls all the time. Just like, it's like a leech. And again, mean that in a great way. Great player. But that should be one of the priorities for LA. D'Anthony Melton would be really good. Fitzgerald is like, he's a really good defender. I talked about D'Anthony Melton, but yeah, he just fits the Lakers perfectly. Again, they're in They have two max players, so drafting ready now young players who can be cheap for the next 5 years is important. They need to develop Jalen Hood-Schifino. He was their first-round pick last year, had some injuries. Jump shot really wasn't there, but I feel like one offseason with, like, you could say a better coaching staff to really develop his game. So who knows? He could end up playing that Caruso Melton role, so they don't need to just go out and get one. And yeah, ideally he can guard the best players, the best team's guards, and hit some threes, but he needs to do that first. So and then Max Christie had some pretty good stretches this year, so we'll see how he develops next year with some minutes. But yeah, I just think the Lakers need to trust their development and I hate to be blunt, but just get better players. Torian Prince can't be here. Gabe Vincent can't be here. Oh, Dennis Schroeder is also a point guard. That'd be nice. A little reunion, too. Just getting the band back together. Tyus Jones would be nice. Thinking of other point guards. Oh, Spencer Dinwiddie can't be here either. Yeah, no more. There's some point guards. Just, it's really important to, Lakers need to know, if you want to build a good team, you need multiple players. You can't just have three stars, and I feel like teams really get lost with that. So that's why when we talk about like Trae Young and DeJounte, those guys cost a lot of money. Zach LaVine, those guys cost a lot of money. So like, yeah, they got to figure that out. But I gotta talk about the Magic. The Orlando Magic. Bit of a disappointing finish to the first round. I feel like they definitely could have won it, but they're a young team, and taking the Cleveland Cavaliers to 7 just is definitely an achievement. Just a successful year. Won 10 more games than last year. Core pieces. Paolo was really good this year. Really good in the playoffs. Going to be even better next year. Jump shot came along. I just think he needs to be a little less jump shot heavy. Drive to the hoop more, get more free throw attempts. But for a second year player, making all star appearances is a success. Being the player he was in the playoffs is a success. So I think next year the goal for him is an all NBA. Franz Wagner definitely had a bit of a down year. I think the 3-point shooting kind of fell off a cliff. So just getting that up to what he was in his second year. What was in the second year should be great, because that's kind of what handicapped the Magic this year a little bit. But defensively, he was pretty good. But yeah, Jalen Suggs, great year for him. Up for an extension. Him and Franz Wagner, so that should be interesting. Suggs is going to make an all-defensive team. 3-point shooting really came along. He'll be better next year. Next year, who knows? He might be, like, way better off the dribble and might boost up to, like, 15, 17 points, which would be huge for that team. Jonathan Isaac finally stayed healthy. All defensive team player. And then, yeah. Cole Anthony, Anthony Black, question marks. Cole Anthony, really good scorer. Pretty good rebounder for a guard. Also, but does have a movable contract. It's a little bit expendable, so yeah, but I do like him for like energy off the bench and stuff. Anthony Black, really good defender. Wish he got more minutes in the playoffs. The jump shot is a work in progress a little bit, but he's young, he's gonna get better. And yeah, just really like, I feel like he could be the odd man out if they do end up making a trade. So, but Anthony Black is going to be really good in the future. Marco Fultz, probably not on this team next year. Just feel like with the Ingram stuff, I just think it doesn't really fit the team. Kind of have to move on. They do have cap space. A lot of it needs shooting. All caps. italicized, bold, neat shooting. Kind of was a downfall in the playoffs. Preferably, I mean, honestly, they just need any shooting in any form, wings, guards, a stretch big would be cool. I heard stuff about Klay Thompson. Depends what he wants. If he wants like 25 plus mil, I don't know. I don't know if he should start at this point. Because I just feel like you have him on the court, it might get like a little clunky with like him, Wagner, Paolo at times. And I'd want a little more athleticism. So we'll see what happens. But shooting, Gary Trent would be cool. Trying to think of other players. Dang, I should have had more free agent targets. But yeah, Magic, they definitely laid out the blueprint for how they could get better. Definitely need a few more vets. So that's why, like, another reason Klay would be cool to have there. And yeah, just hope Franz Wagner's jumper comes back. And yeah, we'll see. But definitely a great year for them. And they'll be better next year. I think they'll just be a tough out like they were this year. And we will see what happens. But, yeah, when I come back, I might just skim, talk about, like, the Heat and, like, some of the teams who lost in the first round. Because when I made the list a few weeks ago, a lot of those teams lost, like the Clippers and the Bucks. I feel like I'm forgetting a team. But yeah, those teams lost, and I'll get to that.
I'ma say you got it right. Body rude is unpolite. Dumb be in a humble type. Tell me, is you down? Cause I'm trying to go up tonight. Hoes and hoochies left and right. I just wanna live in a fantasy. I think we deserve it right. Top of the memories I've ever made in my life. Permanent ecstasy. The ladies is pimps tonight. Living inside. She smell good, that's just cause I'm heaven sent. Sex game goes stupid, stopping like a toothpick. Man, I tell the truth, your opinion is irrelevant. But I know you think I'm fine. Might be too fine to hit it from behind. Reflection in the mirror, don't decline. I can't even lie. I put that on my mama, on my hood. I look fly, I look good. You can't touch my back, but you could. Thank you.
your name on my lock screen, I already know what it means. I was rolling in his bed, it was rent free in my head. I thought I was done with that. Please, please, I wanna love another person. Can I please love another person this time? Oh, oh, me, I've been putting all this work in, and you still got a place in my mind.
Coco Jones, here we go. Really good song. Really good song. Drop Friday, maybe? But, okay. Yeah, a lot of music dropped lately. Coco Jones. Yeah, that Lucky Day song was 3 weeks ago. That one was pretty good. I liked, Four Bats, dropped the album, his debut EP album type. It was pretty good. Well, I think the singles were better than the actual album. But I gotta re-listen to it again. But yeah, outside, other than that, I don't really think there's been like too much music dropping, especially from the rap side. Not that I can think of. So I'm just kidding. A lot of music been dropping. Yeah, the Drake and Kendrick, it's yeah, okay, so Tuesday, just, you know, minding my business, what was I doing? I might have been asleep, and then I wake up, and I go on Twitter, and I'm seeing all these Kendrick quotes, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? Did he actually drop? And I go on YouTube, and I'm listening to it, and I'm like, huh, wow, 6 minute song, and yeah, Kendrick doesn't like Drake. That's what I took from that. Definitely had a couple good shots. It was definitely the warm-up. Yeah, Euphoria is doing pretty good, apparently. It's like 11th on Billboard. Might be number one next week, but a lot of things. And then I thought, okay, now we're going to wait for Drake's response. No. A couple days later, Kendrick drops a little warning, 616 in LA, saying, honestly, I forgot, I've only listened to that song once, but it was like a warning, slow, blah, blah, blah. And then Friday night, eventful night, Drake drops his song. 7 minutes, 3 parts, and I was like, okay, I can get real. Some nasty allegations thrown Kendrick's way. Yeah. Good song, though. Like, just what I listened to. Like, pretty good song. And then, so yeah, I was sitting through that, reading through the lyrics. And then, I refreshed my page. 5 minutes ago, a Kendrick dropped the song. And Meet the Grams, I think, so far, it's definitely been, that was a song where I was like, oh, okay. Drake definitely, like, struck a nerve with Kendrick, because that song is, like, dark. It's, like, deep. Says a lot of things. Said Drake has another daughter. Yeah, Kendrick really does not like Drake. Yeah, that was a lot of allegations thrown Drake's way. But, whoa, that was one of those things. It's like, when you listen to it, it's like your mouth kind of drops a little bit, and like you kind of get a little bit of chills. Like, that's one of those songs. I'm like, oh my gosh, Kendrick, like, they're like, there's kids around, like, had a lot of stuff to say. And then sat with them, that one, for a little bit. And then the next day, Kendrick drops another song, Not Like Us, and that's the club banger, that's the anthem. Definitely threw some nasty allegations Drake's way again. But he put it over a really, really good beat, and everyone dancing. Really good song. Really good song. Then I thought it was over. But then Drake drops another song. Drops The Heart Part 6, where that song he was kind of playing a lot of defense. And then, and his defense was not that good. Like, I'm telling you, like, first listen, I was like, okay. But then re-listen to it, I'm like, I don't know why Drake said this. And I feel like it just makes me think what Kendrick said was actually true, like, on the daughter front. So through all those tracks, I think Kendrick has definitely won. I think the Meet the Grams was the knockout punch, and then the Not Like Us was the victory lap. And yeah, and Drake's response was not great. I think he doubled down on some allegations. We'll see what Kendrick has to say about that. But what a time for rap, you know? But I'm just glad, you know, I look to my right, Travis Scott is in some foreign country dancing, you know, that has nothing to do with him. I look to my left, J. Cole could be, I don't know what he's doing, riding bikes, working on the next album, being a family man. And oh, a side note, I hope everyone now can see J. Cole's point of view, please, because he got a lot of hate, there was a lot of boos, there was a lot of J. Cole's corny. And so, yeah, and I'm seeing this stuff like, oh, J. Cole, we owe him an apology. Don't say we. Not me. Don't say we. I don't speak French. I don't do that. You owe him an apology. Y'all owe him an apology. Because I've been said J. Cole made the right decision. The day after, I was like, J. Cole made the right decision. That's not his game, because he knew Kendrick and Drake are not nice people. They will hit under the belt in a rap battle, and that's exactly what they've been doing for the past week and a half. So yeah, What a time. Oh, but for the Drake one, I definitely think A$AP Rocky got the worst of it. Said some things that weren't like, yeah. And I don't know why. What am I talking about? I don't know why A$AP Rocky wanted to be in this beef so bad, because now Drake is just throwing shots. So, yeah, it's been a fun, couple weeks. Been a fun week and a half, I'll say. But, yep.
The place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical dishes in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. What? The back of the club, macking whore, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, belly passing, music blasting. But I just can't quit, because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, right. Sleep with, keep the ep a secret, why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends with Benzes, C-notes by the layers, true to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over, tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got thuggin' out by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big
Poppa. To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big
Poppa. You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, 'cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, get a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money for the clothes, all a brother knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright?
Right.
Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me.
You got the gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. 'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Check it out. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.
Thank you.
was Naughty by Nature, Hip Hop Array. I'll be back next week, probably. But if not, thank you everybody for listening throughout the semester, throughout the year. I really appreciate it. Next year, I'll be back and better. Probably same time. But yeah, but I might be back, but I might be doing this next week too. So take this with a grain of salt. But yeah. Side note, one thing that I forget. Pat Riley is a ultimate scenario of why you should always keep your issues in house with the team. What he was talking about with Jimmy Butler and Tyler Herro today was not great. A little bit unprofessional, but no one wants to talk about that when we're talking about GMs and basketball teams, apparently. But yeah. But I guess I'll see y'all next week. Maybe. I hear they're scared of it, but them pros ain't. Soon as I hit the club, look at them roll face. Hit the pedal once, make the floor shake. Sway inside, my engine roaring. It's the big boy, you know what I paid for it. And I got the pedal to the metal. Got you out here checking game, I'm balling out on every level. Hear them haters talk, but there's nothing you could tell them. Just made a million, got another million on my schedule. Push to start, yeah. You know what it is. Everything I do, I do it big, yeah. Screaming that's nothing. When I pulled off the lot, that's nothing. Right from my town, when you see me, you know everything. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I put it down from the whip to my diamonds. I'm in black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Got a call from my jeweler, this just in. And women love me cause I'm messing with their best friends. Not a lesbian, but she a freak though. This ain't for one night, I'm shining all week, bro. I'm sipping Clico and rocking yellow diamonds. So many rocks up in my watch, I can't tell what the time is. Got a pocket full of big faces. Throw it up cause everybody that I'm with, Taylor. Yeah, you know what it is. Everything I do, yeah, I do it big. Yeah, screaming that's nothing. That crowd underneath them clouds can't get close to you. And my car look unapproachable. Super clean, but it's super mean. She wanna ride with them cats, smoke weed, count stacks, get fly, take trips, and that's that. Real rap, I let her get high as she want and she feel that. Convertible drop feel, 87 the top hill. Back, you know what it is. Yeah, yeah. You know what it is. Y'all already know what it is, man. If you don't, you should by now. Remember my town when you see me, you know everything. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I put it down, Taylor Gang. My diamonds, I'm in. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Yeah. You know what it is. Everything I do, yeah, I do it big. Yeah. Screaming that stuff. When I pulled off the lot, that stunt. Remember my town. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I put it down from the whip to my diamonds. I'm in black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Are you with me, Jasmine? Will you love me? Will you love me over like a bottle of gin? Jasmine. Come back to me, babe, my dream come true. Oh.
Really?
listening to WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon.
3,795. A troubling number. The number accounting for the amount of reported hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the U.S. since just last March. Over the last year, as issues of political tension, racial injustice, poverty, and other pandemic-related issues came into conversation, there have been nearly 4,000 cases of racially charged violence against Asians which, until recently, have flown under the radar. If our representatives and higher powers won't take a stand against this violence, then it falls to the American citizens to spread awareness and stop the hate. Together, we can educate the community on how to be better for our Asian Americans and ensure a safe and welcoming country. Visit stopaapihate.org. Just finished my